Hi everyone, welcome back to the Change Your Mind podcast, where we explore personal development, spirituality, and science. I'm excited. We're going to talk about art and how it intersects with therapy and spirituality. And as always, who knows where the conversation is going to go, but I'm excited. A couple quick announcements though. Head over to the links in the show notes. You will find ways to connect with my lovely guest. You will find ways to connect with me on social media. You'll find ways to sponsor the podcast, to buy my book. My book, Change Your Mind to Change Your Reality, was endorsed by three people from The Secret. That's Michael Beckwith, Bob Doyle, Marcy Shimoff. It was also endorsed by John Gray, who of course wrote Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, and a whole lot more. You will also find ways to take my courses, my coaching, free downloads. So there's a lot going on down there, so go check it out. And then as always, this podcast is part of the Los Angeles Tribune Podcast Network. So we are doing a lot in personal development. We have amazing events pretty much every month with incredible headliners. I was just on the stage with Dr. Joe Vitale and Jim Quick and Joseph McClendon. So please go check us out. The other podcasts are amazing as well. What if the one thing keeping you stuck is the way you think? Welcome to Change Your Mind with Chris Ashley, the podcast where science meets spirituality and mindset becomes your most powerful tool for transformation. I'm Chris Ashley, author of Change Your Mind to Change Your Reality, trainer, speaker, and lifelong seeker. For years, I battled trauma, depression, anger, chronic illness, low self-worth, and the weight of old stories. Until I discovered how to rewire my mind, reconnect with my divine nature, and consciously create a new reality from the inside out. This show is here to help you do the same. Each week, we explore the intersection of personal development, spirituality, and science, diving into topics like healing, emotional mastery, entrepreneurship, resilience, and the quantum nature of reality. You'll hear powerful stories, gain practical tools and real conversations that will help you change your perspective, get unshakable confidence, and live the vision your soul has always known is possible. Whether you're navigating a major life shift, building your dream business, or seeking deep healing and alignment, you're in the right place. So if you're ready to break through, take back your power, and create a life on your terms, this is your moment. Let's break free from the patterns that hold us back, awaken to who we truly are, and rise. Your transformation starts now. And with me today, I have Noemi Barris. So Noemi is an artist specializing in hand-sewn mixed-media collages on canvas, paper, and in digital forms. Her work merges art therapy, color therapy, and positive psychology. Her pieces, crafted from vintage materials, evoke creativity and spiritual renewal through storytelling and humor. I love that. She has recited in Cyprus, which I just learned where it is, in the green room. It's between Greece and Israel on the Mediterranean, and it's the Florida of Europe. But they speak Greece and English. I just was really fascinated by that, so I thought maybe someone else was like, where's Cyprus? So she's been there for over a decade, and her multicultural experiences infuse her art with richness. She passionately explores creativity's role in daily life and the transformative power of repurposing materials, contributing to discussions on art and spirituality. So welcome, Noemi. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you, Chris. It's an honor to be here.
Yeah. And, you know, just a little background for listeners, like Noemi and I have like emailed so many times because she also runs is it like a PR agency for podcasts? Is that what you
call it? Yeah, we can call it a PR agency. It's a podcast booking agency, and we run that. And yeah, that's my day job, basically.
Yeah. And I'm so fortunate to work with so many great PR agents because they send me amazing guests. Like, you've sent me incredible people. So I appreciate what you're doing. You're doing so many great things in the world. With your art and with your agency. So thank you. And so you've listened to my show before, so you know that I always start my episodes the same way. And that is by asking my guest, what is your origin story? So what is it that put you on this path of doing all this art, especially that evokes creativity and spiritual renewal?
Yeah, I was always a spiritual type since probably from my teenager years. And I was also an exchange student when I was 16, turning 17, and I spent a whole year in Denmark. So for me, it was a time to grow up and just really become the person I am, or the, you know, the woman or a girl or whatever I was and I am today. So it, for my origin story, it really depends on all these different cultures and different languages I learned and I lived with. I moved away from Hungary 20 years ago, where I was born and raised. So all these different countries I lived in Ireland for 7 years and then moved to Cyprus and lived there. I'm living here for 13 years. So I think it's really, really helped me to form, to be the person who I am today. And that's basically my origin story, all these different cultures and traveling really, really opened up the world for me and for my art. And I incorporate everything what I do, all the memories I had, and I'm kind of like sewing my family memory together on my canvases. So yes, that's kind of my origin story, we can say that.
I love that. I think travel is the best education, right? Like, spend your money on experiences and travel rather than like things, right? Because you have those memories. And like you said, it's just education. And you take a little piece of everywhere you go with you, whether you realize it or not. So were you always an artist, or did you have to cultivate that?
So let's start from there. So in 2007, I became an entrepreneur. I was the first entrepreneur in my family. So it was fun. And we had an online travel related business with my husband. But I was always there, not professionally, or maybe not to make money, but it was always my passion project. So while I was, you know, working as a social media content creator, travel writer, blogger for our online travel industry based business, art was always there with me. And it was a crucial point when I was expecting my son 12 years ago, when I really started to make collages. It just somehow came to me at that moment. I just sat down and started to make my first mixed media collage. So it was a very, very special moment. But I used different medium, like, jewelry making when I was a kid, and painting and drawing. I loved everything that was creative. So for me, it was just, everything just came to me and I loved that. And before the pandemic, I was really active in the artist community here in Cyprus, went to different artist meetings in other European countries, and I had a few installations, also a few group exhibitions. So it was kind of, the art life was buzzing here, but the pandemic happened. So unfortunately that stopped so many things, including art as well, for many people.
That's a bummer. So the community hasn't really picked up since?
It did, but I don't think it was the same as before. Plus, where the city where I live in Cyprus, it was the European Culture of Capital in 2017, as far as I remember. Yeah, so the art life was buzzing. And unfortunately, that never, ever, you know, got back to its feet again. Because, that was the time they got the money, they got the resources, and everything was happening in that particular year. But after that, I would say 80% of the things stopped.
So that's so sad.
It is, indeed.
Yeah. Maybe like some of those people moved away too. People kind of relocated during the pandemic. I mean, the pandemic, I think there were kind of two camps of people. Like, one kind of did a lot of awakening during it. Like, I wrote my book during it, or people got into art, or they worked on projects or became entrepreneurs, and there was a lot of growth there. But a lot of other people shut down, right? Because it was traumatizing, right? So, it feels like people kind of shifted around and moved, and priorities changed, and that's sad that the art went away a lot. So you mentioned spirituality a few times. So how does spirituality play into your art?
It's really interesting, because I wasn't always the spiritual type. I think it's kind of, my awakening happened about like 10 years ago. And I became more and more interested in, for example, Dr. Joe Vitale's work. Like, I just was like, wow, still sharing the stage with him. That's amazing. And I just started to, you know, read The Secret, watch the movie. And then, you know, everything, when you start it, you just go down the rabbit hole and it just becomes so fascinating and so interesting. And luckily, I became part of different communities, different networking groups where spirituality rules right now. So it kind of happened, it helped me to, you know, peel off those layers and see it's like, this is what a fascinating world we are living in. And I was just lucky to work with quantum physics experts during my day job. And there happened, so many things happened that like kind of opened my eyes to spirituality. And I'm a bookworm. I love reading anything and any, you know, spiritual kind of books. So for me, it's always like I think I read like 3-4 books parallel, which is sounds
you,
wild.
You like, but you're my soul sister in that respect. I love it.
Sometimes I, you know, I mix them up. It's like, oh, where did I read that? But it's very fascinating. And I just love it because there's so much to learn. And I'm a continuous learner. I learn languages, but I'm just kind of craving learning new things. So about spirituality too.
Oh my gosh, you're speaking my language. What are you reading right now? Anything good?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So one book that everybody should read is by Thich Nhat Hanh, is The Art of Living. It's for me, it's wow. And also the other book is here with me. Yeah. The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. Yeah. Yes. It's here.
It's literally on my bookshelf. I don't know if you could see it. It's the middle book on my bookshelf.
Yes, I can recognize it. And also Michael Singer, The Untethered Soul. And it just, and also The Untethered Living. I had both. So yes, it's just amazing.
I haven't read The Untethered Soul yet. That's on my list. Everyone says it's incredible though.
It's incredible. It is incredible. So yeah, I can just recommend it. I'm part of a book club as well. And yeah, we've been reading it now and discussing it. So it's so, so fascinating.
That's awesome. But yeah, The Four Agreements is like hands down one of the best books ever read. Like you're listening, go read it if you haven't. It's so good.
Yeah. Yes.
And it's so simple, but so hard for people to incorporate into their life sometimes, right? Like the big one that I feel like I have to work on a lot is don't take things personally.
Yes.
Like that's a big
Same
one.
Same here.
Right?
Right.
But when you can do it, it like changes your life.
It does. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Oh, it's so good. Yeah. Because like no one's doing things because of you. They're doing things because of themselves. Like everyone's in their own head and you're just worrying about how it affects you.
So true.
Especially in this day and age where everyone's offended by everything and triggered. Everything. It's like,
yes.
It's like, oh my gosh. Like,
yeah. Yeah, it's and plus I'm a Scorpio, so I'm kind of passionate and I take everything personally, but I have to work on it. So that's why I'm reading all these books, and I know they help me, but it's a long journey for sure.
It's totally a long journey. And like I love that saying where like it's not linear, it's like a spiral. Like you keep coming back to the same lessons, and it's like you're a little bit further down the road and you have a little bit broader perspective, right. But then you're going to get that lesson again until you really master
it. And it's like, oh yes, that they talked about the same thing in the different book. And so I should like live by this now. Yeah.
You're totally right. It's like all these books say similar things, kind of how like all the religions are similar, but it's like, sometimes you need it pounded in your head. It's like on the 500th time, it finally clicks or someone says it in the right way.
Yeah.
Which is also like why I love to give that advice to people that are like, oh, I don't want to start a podcast or I don't want to write a book or I don't want to like be an influencer because that's already been said. And it's like, yeah, but people need to keep hearing that. And like, maybe you'll say it in a way that like will resonate, right?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's really cool that you're reading all that. You know who I really love too is Dr. Joe Dispenza. I really want to go to his long retreat.
Yes, another favorite. Absolutely. Yeah, I was checking his European retreats and everything, and he's not so much around here, but I would love to join his retreat, one of his retreats.
Absolutely. Yeah, I have a 1-year-old, and so I'm like, I keep being like, oh, can I go on a week-long retreat? Like, no, I can't right now. But like, I'm like, I'm like, okay, I got like one more kid I'm going to try and have, and then like, keep doing them, Joe. Like, don't stop. Yeah, no, that's really cool. We've got a lot of in common.
Yes.
So when I know we're talking about your art, but like when you choose podcast clients to take on, like, do you kind of just take like anyone who's like, hey, I need representation, or do you really try and focus on people who are more spiritually minded?
Well, we have very versatile clientele for sure. I mean, from e-commerce experts, AI experts, to very woo, very holistic experts like animal communicators and so on, healers. So for me, it's important. So I love working with holistic experts. So anything in that niche. But as long as we have the correct vibe, and as my business coach once said, if you can sit down for a cup of coffee or have a dinner or lunch together with a potential client, then yes, you can work with them. So that's kind of my motto as well. So if we have the vibe, we have the common vibe, I think that's really important. As long, you know, whatever they do, but we need to align on that level so we can work together. Yeah. But I love working with healers and holistic coaches. So those are my people for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. So speaking of healers, like, have you had any profound healing in your life, like through art?
Yes, absolutely. You know, 2019 wasn't my best year. I mean, I lost my dad to cancer, and a few months later, actually my dad passed away on my son's birthday. So it's like kind of a, you know, it's a very interesting day in our lives. And then a few months later, my grandma died in an accident, and that was 2019. Then the pandemic happened, and then basically we lost our business. And that was the beginning of 2020. So it's just so much, you know, so many traumatic experiences to deal with. Yeah. And the pandemic happened, and there was online schooling for my son, who was only 7 back then and couldn't use a computer or whatever. So it was a lot going on. And I knew that only art can help me. So I started to work on my collages. And that was the time when I actually kind of developed my unique collages. They are hand-sewn collages. And every evening I had this ritual that I was in bed and I had my collages and I just started to sew them together piece by piece. And that was the me time for me. So because there was so much stress going on in the world, so I stopped watching news, I stopped watching TV, I stopped listening to everything and anything or social media, and I just started to work on my art. Plus, I was, you know, listening to audiobooks or music or something. So that was my special time, special place. And I realized that it really helped with kind of to heal my grief, anxiety, stress that happened during that time. And if I can do that, so I can help other people. And I did some courses in art therapy, positive psychology, color therapy. And now I'm getting on shows and podcasts and try to help people how art can basically save their lives if they are in the same situation.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like you were really going through a dark night of the soul, and like, yeah, you had a travel business. Like that's like the worst hit during the pandemic.
It was. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you know, I've gone through something similar, like my heart dog and my dad. My dog died the weekend my dad went into hospice, and yeah, just like all of that too. And then he almost died during the pandemic also. So yeah, no, I feel you. I know how it feels like when it rains, it pours, right?
Yes.
And we know that all of that is like for your own soul growth, right? To like learn lessons and level up and like learn the tools that you need to get through the next challenging piece. Because life, I just posted this quote on social media and you'll probably like it. It's one of my favorites, but I bet everyone can relate. It's L or not, and you probably have heard it, but life is amazing, and then it's awful, and then it's amazing again. And in between the amazing and awful, it's ordinary and mundane and routine. Breathe in the amazing, hold on through the awful, and relax and exhale through the ordinary. That's just living heartbreaking, soul-healing, amazing, awful, ordinary life, and it's breathtakingly beautiful. Like, I love that so much that, right?
It is,
those
indeed.
Waves. Yeah. So I love that you had that mean time where you're like, okay, I'm going to just like shut off all of these negative influences with the news and social media and like listen to something uplifting and soul healing and work on my art. So why do you think art is so therapeutic? Like, what is it about it?
It's magical because it's like a form of meditation for many people. Mm. You can get lost in it, and the monotony really helps. If you do something like something repeatedly, like you're just coloring mandalas or something like that, it's a repeated action that you do, and you can just lost in it, and it's the same as when you meditate. You just breathe in, breathe out, and then. It's magical. You don't have to think. You don't have to do anything. Just focusing on the art. And so many people ask me, yes, but I'm not an artist. So what can I do? No, you don't have to be an artist. You can do anything. You can crochet. You can knit. You can draw. You can paint, finger paint, whatever. You pick it. You pick your poison. It doesn't matter what you do. You don't have to show it to the world as long as it helps you to heal. And it's just so. And it expressed those emotions that you can't really express by word, but you can put it on a paper and then you can look it in a box. But it's still better to get those, deep scars or deep feelings come out of your body compared to just, swiping everything under the carpet, because that wouldn't help. But if you make art, it will help you to heal.
I love that explanation because you're right. It's like there's meditations like that where you just are focusing and you're just in that flow state and that repetition. Like I've never heard anyone explain it so perfectly. I totally just lost my train of thought on where I was going here. Oh, does it allow you to like access deeper feelings? Like, do you ever feel like feelings bubble up that maybe you have pushed down or hadn't dealt with?
Absolutely. It's like during meditation that maybe you can even start to cry or like you get very emotional, but just by doing something. And that's why it's so important to not to repress those feelings, but to use them to your advantage, because that's so powerful and it helps.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. And like for me, like movement does that a lot too, like yoga.
Yeah.
Because it's like I can just shut my mind off and just move my body. And like I'll find myself like sobbing through a practice. And it's just something about like the repetition and not thinking, like you said, turning your mind off and just letting things kind of flow in and flow out.
Absolutely. Yeah. And also music. And for me, music and drumming. I love drums. Not like I like drums like djembe drum, frame drum, tongue drum, hang. I have all of them. So I love it. And yeah, that relieves all kind of the negative energy again, because I do that every morning, like at least, 5 to 10 minutes. I mean, you don't have to be a professional player to do that. And just playing for a djembe drum is so easy. But it really, really helps. And again, stress release and just fills you with, happiness and joy. If you just drum away for a few minutes every morning or every evening, I mean, neighbors may be around, but they can survive a few minutes. So yeah, absolutely. Music, dance, any kind of movement helps. And I'm also a walker. I love walking. I walk every day. And that's kind of a meditative state. I mean, you can do walking meditation. And as I read it in The Art of Living the other day, it's just beautiful. When you like breathe in, you say, I arrived and I'm home when you breathe out. So it's a beautiful way to meditate while you walk. So you can totally do that by walking. And Dr. Joe Dispenza, we mentioned him as well as one of our favorite authors. I mean, he does a lot of walking meditation with his clients too. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. I'm so with you. I'm a walker too. I walk every day.
Yeah.
That's so cool that you drum every morning. I love that. What a cool thing. And like, it makes me think of like sound healing too, right? Like it's right. Probably like healing through the frequencies and the vibrations. Like,
absolutely. Yeah.
And then that like resonates out to your family and anyone who can hear it too, right?
And probably my husband, because he's around, because we work from home. So he definitely resonates on the level. But yeah, and you can just feel it by your hands. It's not something you just listen to, but you make music. And yeah, it's so fascinating.
That's really cool. I mean, Did you, okay, so like what made you start drumming? Because like I actually have a djembe and I have bongos, but like I have like no rhythm. So like I play with them with like my kid and like my husband will play with them sometimes, but like for someone that's never drummed, like what do you do? Like how did you start, or have you always been a drummer?
No, not at all. No. My big dream was to get a hand pan, a hang. And my mom bought a very nice and expensive hand pan for my birthday, for my 40th birthday. And so I started to play on it. And I remember that was in Hungary, and there was this hang maker guy up in a little village in the middle of nowhere, and we have to pick it up. And I just saw this beautiful instrument and I just started to play on it. And I, you know, just touched the surface. And the guy who is not just a maker, but a player too, he asked me, did you play this before? It's like, no, I haven't. Because you just touched it the way you should touch it. And it's like, I didn't know, you know, that was my first time, the first experience with my instrument. So that was the first instrument. And once you buy a drum or anything, then you will be an addict. So you can just keep buying those drums. And I always loved rhythm. I mean, I remember when I was a little girl, I always wanted to drum, but I never had the opportunity. And now that I'm a grown woman, now I started to drum away, you know, after age 40. So it's never too late to start anything.
That's so cool. I love that you started really like doing the drumming and the, what's it called? The collages as an adult. Like,
yeah.
That's amazing. Like you said, it's never too late to start. And I feel like so many people are like, oh, I didn't grow up with a skill, like, you know, why? But it's like, it brings you joy. So why not do it?
Absolutely. It's all about joy. It's all about happiness. I mean, it's all about you. It's, I think it's part of like, it's about self-love. Like you do this and you just feel so much better and you can show up so much better for other people. You don't need to be an artist. You don't need to be a musician to do that. You don't have to show it or, you know, to play it to anyone because, yeah, I'm maybe not professional. Maybe I'm not the best, but who cares? I mean, as long as it makes you happy, that's the whole point of the whole, you know, djembe playing or drawing or painting.
Amazing. Like mic drop moment for sure. Do you have any collages like near you that you can show us?
You can see behind me on the wall, and and those are usually made by lace and yarn and old pictures, old postcards. I mean, the one you can see there with the black lace, that's a postcard I got from my grandparents when we went first time to Venice. I was like, I don't know, like 7, 8 years old, and I fell in love with Venice in Italy. And we took a bus trip there from Hungary to Italy. And that was one of the postcards I bought when I was like, you know, many, 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 many moons ago. And I use that and incorporate that into my collage. So when I look at it, I always remember my late grandparents and how much fun we had together on that trip. And I just fell in love with the city. And I, of course, when I grew up, I went back and just enjoyed it as an adult. And also you can see another picture there that's family members and when they got married. And so it's kind of my homage to my Hungarian heritage, although I moved away 20 years ago from my home country, but I, you know, deep down and I'm Hungarian. So yeah.
Amazing. I'm so glad. I was wondering if those were some of your collages. That's really cool. I love that you incorporate the photos and the postcards. That's so meaningful. Do you sell your art too, or is it just for you?
I did sell a few pieces. That was before the pandemic, and I had group exhibitions. And those were like mostly cut and paste collages. But these are kind of my memories from my childhood, from my, you know, just growing up. So I wouldn't like to sell them. And my plan is to take professional photos of all my collages because I take photos with my iPhone, but it's not the same. So I would love to have professional photos taken. And I would love to have a kind of a coffee table book made by these collages and tell the story of each collage, what it means, what's the story behind it, because everything has a story in our life. And whatever you make, what kind of art you make, there's always a story behind of everything. So I would love to include these stories and these pictures, photos in that coffee table book. And so that's my plan, but I wouldn't like to sell them. obviously there's everything is like, if there's a very good price, I can say yes to a few.
That's a cool idea with the coffee table book.
Yeah. I actually heard it in a podcast, and that was like, I don't know, 3 years ago. And the host told me, you should have a coffee table book with all your art. And you're absolutely right. And now I haven't done it yet, but it's on my bucket list for sure.
I love that. That's such a cool idea. And I love that you incorporate the storytelling. So is your vision like you would just kind of describe it, or would you actually tell like let me see how I word this. Like, would you tell it as if someone's reading a novel? Like, is that like going to be another piece of art in there?
Yeah, something like that. I'm not a writer, but yeah, I can figure it out, like kind of in the form of a novel, and tell the story of my life, of my family, and of my memories. Yeah.
That's so cool. I love that, because you could even, yeah, like it could be an actual novel of your life, beginning to end, with your cool art kind of interjected throughout there.
Hopefully not the end, but not a memoir or something like that. But like, yeah, just an ongoing.
Not the end. Hey, maybe, I mean, we believe in different dimensions, right?
And exactly.
Maybe. Your ghost will come back and publish it. No, that's a horrible, morbid thought. Very cool. So is there anything you want to like say that we haven't really talked about? Like any message you want to get out there to people?
I think it's really important that whatever you do, whatever art form you choose, it really helps to relax. It really, you know, it can promote mindfulness. And it can foster social connection, because you can do art in a group. I don't do it because I love making my art in peace and quiet and in private. But there are a lot of communities and different groups out there who can, you can work with other people on different group projects. And it's just a, you know, the power of community. So art is not just about the private and, you know, hidden in your little office or whatever you're making them, but it can really foster social connection, which is so important, because we are so not social after the pandemic, and we are still not. So art, there's another tool how we can connect to other people, because it can bring us together.
I love that you said that, because I wouldn't have thought of art as a social tool at all. I always think of it as like you're alone, but I'm a writer, right?
So
like,
yes, you don't write together.
But that's such a cool piece of information to put out there. And you're right. Like, I think that was probably one of the worst things that happened from the pandemic and like, you know, technology also is we're so isolated now.
Yes, we are. And I know there are different like art projects, and they work together on Zoom, and you can be in America, I can be in Europe, the other person can be in New Zealand. So, which is powerful, because we can meet, but still, and I remember those times when, or my mom told me, when my grandmother, they got together with other ladies in the town, and then they sewed together, and they were singing and dancing together. So that kind of community vibe, it's really missing nowadays, and it can really, you know, we can do something about it and bring that back more. I wouldn't say it will be the same, but it definitely helped to bring back the community vibe into our lives, because it's so important.
It's so important. And I feel like that's part of the reason why there's such a big mental health epidemic happening. Mm. And I don't really know what it's like. I always kind of picture like Europe being different than the United States, but maybe it's not. Like, especially, so I had a baby a year ago. He just turned a year this past week. And
happy birthday.
Oh yeah, thanks. I'll let him know. I don't know, like there's so much talk about like it takes a village to raise a kid, right? And it's like, okay, but where's the village? And it's like, okay, but maybe in like Italy, like families are all living in the same town still. And like, I don't know, is it like that in Europe? Like, is there more of that community sense, or is it just like Western in general, like people move away and it's isolated?
It really depends where you live in Europe, because if you are Western Europe, It's the same as the US. I mean, you know, the generations are kind of distanced. How do you call it?
You got it. Distanced.
Yeah, distanced themselves from each other. And there's not much connection. But if you come to the south or to the east part of Europe, eastern part of Europe, like I'm in Cyprus, and family is so, so important. So, you know, the grandma is with the grandkids, and there's a very, very strong connection between families. They always together, like every Sunday, all the Cypriot families, they get together, they eat together, they always together. It's like Greek families. They're very similar, or in Italy or in Spain. So it's so different. Like Scandinavia, no, they don't do that anymore. So it's more like in the US. So it really depends where you are. I think still the Mediterranean part of Europe, it's still there. And I hope it will stay there for a long time, because growing up with my grandparents around, it was wonderful. And I can just remember fondly all those moments. They taught me so much, and that would be important for my kid too. But unfortunately, you know, his grandparents are not around anymore, only his grandma. But still, I mean, when they're together, he can learn so much from grandparents, all that experience and all that memories. I can still remember things that my grandpa told me when I was like, I don't know, 4 or 5 or something like that. So we drew together, and we were outside in the yard and played together. So yeah, and those are the, you know, the things that I will remember when I leave this world, that like, yes, those were the amazing moments of my life.
Yeah, totally. I agree. Like, I have so many amazing memories of my grandparents. Yeah, it's just like, it feels like that's how humans are meant to be, right? Like with our tribe, with our family, like in community. And it seems like we would all just be so much happier and healthier if we stayed that way. But, you know, I mean, I'm also a transplant too. Like, I'm from Illinois, but I live in California. So it's, you know, people move and it happens. But I love that you connected it to art and that you can do art in groups. I had no idea that people did that. So thank you for sharing. And, you know, maybe if people are feeling isolated, and they're trying to, you know, get some therapy out of it, like that's a really good outlet for them to try. So yeah, I appreciate that.
Or join a drum circle. I mean, that's, you don't need to be a professional, you know, player. I did that too. And that was amazing. And all that energy that you get from these drum circles, especially, you know, when you play djembe with other people, it's like, wow, it's just absolutely fantastic.
Amazing. That's so cool that you did that. You're kind of a badass. I love it. I said this before, but like, I love that you're exploring all these things that just bring you joy. Even if it's like, I'm not like a professional, or I've never been trained, or I didn't grow up doing this, but like, it's something I wanted to do and it makes me happy. So I'm going to keep doing it, and I'm going to seek out other people who do it. Cause I think like, maybe some people like would try it, but to like go seek out other people and join a drum circle when like you don't feel like a professional drummer, I bet that could be really intimidating for a lot of people, but yeah, it's probably really freeing to hear you say that.
Yes, I think so. And plus, when you're an entrepreneur, you jump into things without thinking sometimes. So I think that taught me a lot since 2007. You know, I was in my early 20s and I became an entrepreneur, and I didn't know a thing about how to be an entrepreneur or an artist. I'm a self-taught artist as well. So it's a huge, you know, learning curve. It's a journey, and we can jump into things. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. You can still try it. I mean, if you haven't tried it, you don't know if it's going to work. And as my favorite artist, Frida Kahlo from Mexico, I mean, you know, she was wonderful, an amazing artist. I saw her exhibitions and photo exhibitions and everything in the past couple of years. And she was a self-taught artist, and she became so famous. And yeah, you don't need to be professional. You don't need to go to university for hundreds of years to become an artist. Obviously, that's important too. I'm not like, you know, demystifying. It's like, you don't need to go to college or whatever, art college. But yeah, but you can do that without it too. And you can be an entrepreneur without having a master's degree in economics. I don't have that, or marketing either. You learn as you grow, you learn as you go. And as long as you're willing to learn things in art, in business, in life, that's the way to go.
Totally. And also, like, you're not going to learn unless you do it, right?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I love that you said just do it, because, like, yeah, you might fail, but you're going to learn something.
Exactly.
And then the next time you try, you have that knowledge behind you. And so you're a step farther than you would have been. I think so many people are afraid to fail, and that's why they like just don't even get started in the first place. But failure is part of life, right?
It is. We always fail, and that's how we learn. Without failing, there's no learning curve. You can't do anything without it. Or we just live in fear that, like, okay, this might not happen, or procrastinate for our whole life. But sometimes you just jump into things and start doing them. So that's my... And also that's my other motto in life, like, just keep going. Whatever happens, just keep going and try things and see what works and what doesn't.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said before, like, if you don't do it, you're never going to know if it would work out or not. And like, you can read all day in books about how to do something, but like, it's like travel, right? Like, it's the best form of education, like, because you're out there doing something, having experiences. And if you're not putting yourself out there and pushing your comfort zone limits, right? You're never going to grow, right? You're never going to learn anything.
Right.
So yeah, so it's so
true.
Important.
So true. And that's why it was a huge experience for me to become an exchange student, you know, at age 16. And that was before, you know, before Zoom and before mobile phones, before the internet. So you didn't even have, you know, contact with other people, just the people that you live with. But it helped me to learn so much about myself, and I can just recommend it. And I think it would be so important to every kid to travel as much as they can with their parents, because they learn so much about the world, and not just the little bubble they live in, but everything, it opens up once you start, you know more about the world.
Yeah. I'm just thinking of like people I know that like never really traveled growing up, and they never really travel now as adults. And
yeah, I know a lot of them too. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like a very different existence. There's, you know, I'm like starting to think about schools, and there's this amazing like travel school I found.
Oh yes. Yeah.
Do you know those?
I heard about those. Yeah. Yes.
It's so cool. So it's like for parents who can work from anywhere, right? And work remote. And then there's like amazing, actually, I don't know if Cyprus is one of them, but there's destinations around the world, like a lot in Europe. And it's like a whole community, and they take the kids on like field trips to like the beach and museums and like where locals go. And that's their education. And you're in this community. So like they have these other kids, and the parents have these other parents. I just think that's like the coolest idea. I'm like, all right, that's our goal. How are we going to do that?
Yeah, that would be amazing. Like, you learn about Romans in Italy, and but it's pretty fascinating. I heard about them too. Yes.
Yeah. Very cool. Well, I absolutely love talking with you. It was so good to like finally meet you, and like we have so much in common. And I just appreciate you and your boldness and your curiosity and your courage. I'm sure people want to know how they can get in touch with you. Do you like put your art online anywhere? Like, you know, where
are you on the internet? Yes, I do. Yeah. A couple of places. Mostly my art place and my woo self is on Instagram. So if you put my name, Noemi Beres, there, that's me. Okay. And you can also find me on LinkedIn. I'm very active. And sometimes I do share my art there too, because LinkedIn, not just a professional network, but for people to know you, just really know you, who you are. So you can, again, put my name there, Noemi Beres. And And if you want to be a podcast guest, so there's also a possibility to do that, which is podcastconnectionsinplural.co. You can find me there too.
Amazing. Thank you. And I've been hearing that about LinkedIn lately. I always think of it as like a resume place, but a lot of people have been like, no, it's like, actually there's like a lot of community on there. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's changing. I mean, I'm old. So when I started it, it was a very, very strict business community, but it changed a lot. And when people start posting about different things, like I do about art, life, and, you know, gratitude and everything, and people appreciate that. Even they know that I'm not a coach or whatever, but I work in a different industry, but they still appreciate it. And, you know, it stands out, it's unique, and people will follow you.
Yeah, very cool. Well, amazing. Thank you so much. If you're listening and this resonated, please share it with someone. Like, comment, share, subscribe, all the things. Let's help lift humanity up. Have a beautiful rest of your day, everyone.